This is a Federal News Network podcast.
The Air Force, the government's largest fuel consumer, wants to use its market power to persuade industry to invest in new innovations, like ultra-efficient airplanes and new fuels. But even if those investments pan out, they'll take a while. In the short term, officials see big promise in software. The service is starting to use its IT in new ways that are saving hundreds of thousands of gallons of fuel each year, with more savings on the way. Federal News Network's Jared Serbu has details.
One major example is an application called Jigsaw. The Air Force launched it as a partnership with the Defense Innovation Unit in 2017, but by last year, it was being used for every single aerial refueling mission run by the Air Operations Center at Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar. Previously, those missions had been planned out on whiteboards. Jigsaw digitized the process, and it's already saving about 200,000 gallons of fuel per week. New automated planning features the Air Force is adding in a program called Slapshot will boost those savings even higher, according to Roberto Guerrero, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Air Force for Operational Energy.
That auto planning feature we think is going to get us another 10 to 15% efficiency gain on top of that 4%. So when you start talking about on the order of, 15 to 20% optimization of the mission, and that's just that one air operations center. That one air operations center will go from roughly about 200,000 gallons of fuel that's saved per week to about 1 million gallons of fuel that's saved per week. That's fuel that can be used elsewhere, and it really allows our operators to execute the mission more effectively in that the planning time is reduced dramatically from a 12-hour plan to a 4-hour plan when we went to this electronic whiteboard, which turns a, let's say, 50-tanker schedule into a 48-tanker schedule, a 47-tanker schedule, which means that those other tankers can go somewhere else to provide support to combat operations.
Some of the next steps come through a program called Magellan, developed by the Air Mobility Command software factory known as Conjure. If Jigsaw can help with automated tanker planning over the short term, Conjure is expected to do similar things over longer timeframes and over much bigger geographic areas.
And the idea behind that is once we start looking at how do we, in one theater, do a better job of scheduling tankers to receivers, how do we make sure that the allocation process of our tankers is well spread throughout the world so that airplanes are in the right places to either conduct training or conduct combat operations, and that there's some good sense of what the requirements are for the future few months in order to place those aircraft in the right places.
Meanwhile, another software factory hosted by Pacific Air Forces called Tron is trying to do similar things to automate the process of scheduling air crews for training. Guerrero says it grew out of the fact that the manual processes for managing training currencies for the roughly 15 different crew positions on airborne warning and control system aircraft were overly complicated, leading to training lapses and decreased readiness.
And that currently is in the C-17 community, but it's looking to expand. And the idea behind that is similar to what we talk about Jigsaw and Magellan, in that you're automating the way we schedule it. It reaches into our requirement system, comes back and says, these are the crews that need training tomorrow, and these are the instructors that can provide that training to those crews. So from a automation of air crew scheduling, we think that is another area that we'd like to see advance here in the future and will result in making sure that the right crew are getting the right training at the right time and increasing readiness.
Meanwhile, the Air Force has been increasing its focus on how fuel supplies and fuel logistics will play a role in potential military engagements by building those considerations into its wargaming exercises. Guerrero says in the Pacific Theater, for example, logistics considerations were already a part of those exercises, but they tended to focus on other logistics aspects like ammunition.
We weren't really looking at energy the way we thought we needed to look at it. So we hired somebody to help us engage with the wargaming community to take a better look at how we were wargaming out fuel logistics. First, initially to observe, and then from observing, going to Global Engagement 18 was really the first big one recently that we played realistic fuel logistics within the Air Force to make sure we understood what the impacts were, how many mission cancellations were from fuel logistics because of attack and other things, as opposed to other causes. And it was not insignificant.
Since that 2018 event, the Air Force has expanded the fuel-based wargaming to also incorporate how energy considerations play into joint operations with the Navy. One such exercise happened just last year.
For example, again, in the Pacific, we rely on the Navy for certain things. The Navy relies on us for certain things to conduct that war. It's a joint fight. And we want to get a better understanding of what the requirements are, what the realistic shortfalls could be between us and the Navy, and how that's going to impact us. So we're already doing it, and we continue to be able to expand that capability because we think it's important for us to decide where we're going to base our aircraft and what kind of technologies we're going to go after. We really have to understand the risks that are out there and how we're going to buy things and move to places where the risks are reduced.
Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, part of the Federal News Network.
Check out Jared's story at federalnewsnetwork.com.